Hadier is almost 73. He looks healthy enough sitting in the KUNM studios, but he says in 2010 he was diagnosed with a blood cancer. He expects this to be his last trip to the United States to tell the story of surviving the atomic bombing of Hiroshima the morning of August 6th, 1945.
ものすごい閃光と爆風と
Gigantic fire and a deafening sound.
He primarily speaks through translator Shaw Fuji, but Hadier also prepared an English script that he reads a little bit from. He says he was walking through his Hiroshima neighborhood with his sister that morning. He was just 5 years old, and they were just a little more than 3 miles from the center of the blast.
Very, very big sound.
Yes.
His sister shielded him from the force, and they both survived. His detailed memories are few but vivid of returning to their badly damaged home and his mother caring for victims whose skin was blown off by the firestorm.
I remember many badly burned people with hand hanging down come to our house seeking shelter. Soon the Tatar house was filled with serious injured people. One was a junior high school student. He was burned all over his face, and his nostrils were clogged by peeled skin. My mother removed the skin out of his nostrils with tweezers. It looked very painful. He must have worn a cap. His hair remained only in the part of covered by the cap.
Hadier's written account goes on to tell of his father, who was a Navy officer and was exposed to the A-bomb in an office near the center of the blast. He died 6 days later. A few days afterwards, Hadier recalls that two soldiers carried a white urn to their house, and that his mother broke down after the two soldiers saluted and left. At that time, he did not know what had happened to his father.
Because I was only five years old at that time.
Yes.
So Hadier says he was 10 or 11 when he began to hear enough about the how and why of the bombing to begin to understand what it was all about and the politics that may have led to it.
As an American not born at that time, myself, I try to imagine what it would be like to be you, to grow up having lived through that, and how I would feel about the world, how I would feel about Americans as a young man, as an adult. Did you grow up being angry with Americans because of the blast and this history?
I don't feel so strong anger so much. However, we Japanese knew that bombing, atomic bombing to Hiroshima and Nagasaki is on, just, you know, threw it to Japanese into the end of the war, but also strategy to the of Russian.
Right.
So
historians that have said that one of the reasons for the bomb was as much to show the Russians that Americans had the bomb, many political reasons. Many people who go through trauma have nightmares, very strong feelings. Have you had to do anything internally to deal with the emotions?
I don't feel so much, you know, I don't suffer so much, but many Japanese think bombing, it's useless.
Not necessary.
Not necessary, yeah. Right. Military scholars debate whether the use of the bomb was necessary. They claim that many more Japanese, many more Allied forces may have died in a protracted invasion. How do you feel about that discussion, that argument?
Well, I think that discussion is quite wrong, you know, because Japanese military government asked the United government to mediate, you know, to make a treaty with Russia. American government could recognize what the power of nuclear power of the atomic bombing in experimental stage in Los Alamos. Therefore, dropping a bomb lost, you know, two people's precious lives of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
What do you most want to say to Americans that feel badly about the use of the bombs?
I want to terror of the nuclear atomic bombings and terror of threat of nuclear reactors, they are should be abolished, you know, as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. It's one thing to say, be aware of the dangers of nuclear weapons, mm-hmm. be aware of the dangers of nuclear power. But do you cross over to any level of forgiveness, sympathy, empathy with Americans who feel conflicted, upset, sad? Do you say anything that addresses how they feel about what happened?
そこまでは思ってませんけども。
I don't say special. I don't say anything. I don't, yeah, to them.
My father fought in Europe during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he is one of the Americans who still believe that it was necessary to use the bomb to avoid more killing. I'm wondering if in your travels, if there's anything special that you say to them.
I like to say, tell them that, you know, come over to Hiroshima to look at what happened to Hiroshima 1945 with their own eyes and their mind, their heart.
様々な資料を見てもらいたいと思います。
Survivor of the atomic bomb blast in Hiroshima of 1945, Sohatye. Estimates of the numbers of Hiroshima civilians who died in the 4 months after the bombing from its effects range from 90 to 166,000. As many as 90,000 were killed as a result of the second atomic bomb blast of August 9, 1945, over Nagasaki. Hiroshima was proclaimed a city of peace by the Japanese parliament in 1949. The city government has since advocated consistently for the abolition of all nuclear weapons. The mayor of Hiroshima leading an international Mayors for Peace organization calling for the abolition and elimination of nuclear weapons by the year 2020. For KUNM, I'm Paul Ingalls.